Hello everyone, welcome to Tesla Daily News. Today is July 25th, Friday, and the following is the latest Tesla news. According to market data from Wall Street, Tesla's stock closed at $313.03, down from a previous close of $319.69, after trading between an intraday high of $322.96 and a low of $306.51 on volume above 62 million shares. Technically, the stock is showing heavy volume, wide intraday range, and selling pressure off recent highs, suggesting short-term weakness but still holding above the recent support zone near the low 300s. In just a few sessions, Tesla has shed a notable slice of its market value, reflecting investor anxiety about profits, spending, and the broader macro backdrop, rather than any collapse in vehicle demand. According to HuffPost News, Tesla was one of the heaviest drags on the U.S. stock market as Brent crude oil briefly topped $100 per barrel and the S&P 500 logged its worst daily loss in about a month. The report notes that Tesla shares tumbled roughly 14.5% after the company posted a weaker-than-expected profit for the latest quarter. Because Tesla is among the largest components of the S&P 500, that drop exerted outsized pressure on the index, amplifying the broader risk-off move triggered by spiking oil prices and renewed inflation fears. For investors, this means Tesla's stock is currently caught in a double squeeze, company-specific margin concerns on one side and rising macro headwinds, including higher energy costs and a potential Federal Reserve rate hike, on the other. Short-term traders should be aware that such large single-day declines can lead to both follow-through selling and sharp relief bounces, depending on how new information on rates and oil evolves. According to The Motley Fool, Tesla's latest quarterly report delivered a mixed message: record revenue, but sharply compressed profitability. The article explains that Tesla's revenue climbed about 26% year-over-year to $28.2 billion, driven by record second-quarter deliveries of more than 480,000 vehicles and pushing trailing 12-month revenue over the $100 billion mark for the first time. However, operating income fell 57% to $398 million, leaving an operating margin of only around 1.4%, down from just above 4% a year earlier. The core automotive gross margin slipped only modestly, to roughly 16.8%, which suggests that the economics of selling cars remain relatively stable. The real hit came from soaring operating expenses, which jumped about 47% to $4.4 billion. According to The Motley Fool, several factors are driving those expenses: heavy investment in artificial intelligence and other research and development projects, increased stock-based compensation, including costs tied to Elon Musk's large 2025 performance award, higher selling, general, and administrative expenses, lower regulatory credit revenues, lower average selling prices for vehicles, and an energy warranty charge linked to a supplier's battery cell issue. While net income looked better than operating income, falling only about 5% to $1.1 billion thanks to other income and accounting factors, the free cash flow picture deteriorated. Capital expenditures more than doubled from the prior year to $5.8 billion, pushing free cash flow to negative $1.1 billion compared with a modest positive figure a year ago. Tesla's cash and investments remained strong at around $43.5 billion, but they declined by roughly $1.2 billion in the quarter, signaling a shift. Instead of funding big ambitions entirely from current profits, Tesla is now drawing more heavily from its balance sheet cash reserves. The Motley Fool mentions that this spending is being poured into a number of high-impact projects. Production of the dedicated autonomous vehicle, known as Cybercab, has begun at Gigafactory Texas. Tesla has decommissioned its Model S and Model X lines at the Fremont factory to install the first production lines for Optimus, its humanoid robot. The company has also more than doubled its AI training compute in Texas during the first half of this year, is continuing work on its in-house semiconductor fabrication facility in Austin, and is ramping up battery cell production and lithium refining capacity. Management has guided investors to expect capital expenditures above $25 billion this year, and the chief financial officer has stated that operating expenses will continue to grow through 2026 and beyond, underscoring that the current quarter is not a one-off spike but part of a longer investment cycle. According to The Motley Fool, some early signs of payoff from these large investments are already visible, especially in software and services. Tesla's Robotaxi service is now operational in 7 U.S. metropolitan areas, with unsupervised rides having launched in Miami, Orlando, and Tampa in July. Subscriptions for full self-driving supervised climbed 56% year-over-year to about 1.48 million. More than 55% of new North American deliveries included a full self-driving subscription, which is a record attach rate and an important indicator of Tesla's ability to convert hardware sales into recurring high-margin software revenue. Services and other revenue grew 50% year-over-year, producing a record $648 million of gross profit at a margin of about 14%. These data points suggest that Tesla is steadily building a software and services layer on top of its hardware base, but for now these profits remain small compared with the enormous capital and operating budgets devoted to AI, robotics, and infrastructure. According to The Motley Fool, the stock's valuation remains extremely demanding, even after the sell-off. The article points out that Tesla's market capitalization sits around $1.2 trillion, with shares trading at over 300 times current earnings. Such a valuation implies that markets expect Tesla's bets on robotaxis, Optimus, and AI to translate into enormous profits in the future, far beyond what the current auto business could generate alone. With operating margin compressed to around 1.5%, essentially all of Tesla's potential earnings power is being plowed back into growth projects. For investors, the key question is whether this aggressive reinvestment will ultimately produce the kind of returns that justify today's premium price. If it does, this period will be remembered as a necessary investment phase. If it does not, shareholders will have effectively paid a very high multiple for a company that consumed its margins in pursuit of opportunities that failed to materialize at scale. The author notes that a key signal to watch is whether operating margins can begin to trend higher again while heavy spending continues, demonstrating that the core business is strong enough to shoulder both growth and profitability. According to USA Today, Elon Musk has also been in the political spotlight, reflecting on his controversial stint leading the Federal Department of Government Efficiency, known by its acronym DOGE, during Donald Trump's second presidential term. In a wide-ranging interview with The Economist's Insider, Musk acknowledged that he became, in his own words, a little too involved in politics and that he got carried away. Despite that admission, he firmly defended the work of DOGE, a temporary department tasked with cutting wasteful spending and fraud from the federal budget. Musk had originally claimed the agency would slash about $2 trillion from the national deficit within 1 year, but as the first anniversary approached, DOGE's own figures showed savings of about $214 billion, far short of the earlier promises. USA Today reports that a substantial portion of those savings, around $23 billion, came from deep cuts to the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, which supports health, development, and humanitarian programs in developing countries. In the interview, Musk strongly rejected the idea that these cuts caused unnecessary suffering, calling reports of child deaths linked to lost USAID funding nonsense and insisting that zero people die because of DOGE. This stance stands in stark contrast to data from Impact Counter, a statistical tracker created by infectious disease modeler Dr. Brooke Nichols, which attributes more than 780,000 deaths, including over 518,000 children, to the first year of USAID funding cuts. Musk maintained that organizations losing funds were operating fraudulently and reiterated that the department's work did not lead to actual loss of life. According to USA Today, Musk's political entanglements also extend to his relationship with Donald Trump. Musk donated more than $250 million to Trump's re-election campaign and was frequently seen alongside the president following Trump's return to the Oval Office. Although there was a brief falling out after Musk left government service, Musk now says he still views the administration favorably. He stated that he does not agree with everything any administration does but believes that, on balance, Trump's team is doing an excellent job and that it is vastly better than the alternative. For Tesla investors and enthusiasts, these remarks matter because they underline the ongoing intertwining of Musk's political activities with his business identity, which can influence consumer perceptions, brand strength, and even sales. USA Today highlights a Yale study that estimated Tesla may have lost up to about 8.2 million U.S. vehicle sales due to political fallout tied to Musk's alignment with Trump and his broader political persona. This suggests that a significant group of potential car buyers may be choosing not to purchase Teslas for political or ethical reasons, regardless of the vehicle's technological merits. For shareholders, this introduces an intangible but real risk, the possibility that Musk's political commentary and affiliations could structurally limit Tesla's addressable market in certain demographics or regions. Over time, this might weigh on demand, particularly as more competitors offer compelling electric vehicles without the same political baggage. On the other hand, Musk's political stance may also deepen loyalty among some segments of buyers who are aligned with his views. The net effect remains an important unknown, and it is a factor investors should keep in mind when evaluating Tesla's long-term growth assumptions. According to Op Online from Germany, a dramatic development at SpaceX is also casting a shadow over Elon Musk's broader ecosystem, including Tesla. The article describes how SpaceX, which recently went public in what was billed as one of the biggest IPO stories of all time, has seen its share price halve within weeks of listing. After debuting at $135 per share and briefly reaching a peak near $225, SpaceX stock has slumped to about $115, wiping out over $1 trillion in market capitalization from its highs. The piece characterizes this as one of the most disastrous U.S. IPO performances since 2009. At the same time, SpaceX's financials show about $19 billion in revenue against $5 billion in net losses, and independent analysts at Morningstar had previously pegged the company's fair value at roughly $780 billion, less than half of its IPO valuation. Op Online mentions that the first major Starship test flight after the IPO was aborted seconds before launch due to technical issues, adding fuel to skepticism about the more ambitious parts of Musk's Mars colonization vision. The company has plowed over $15 billion into Starship alone, yet faces repeated delays and test failures. To complicate matters, just a week after going public, SpaceX raised an additional $25 billion through a large multi-tranche bond sale, supposedly to refinance a bridge loan, but the move highlighted the company's extraordinary capital needs. Goldman Sachs reportedly expects that total investments could exceed $1 trillion by the end of the decade. Analysts do not expect SpaceX to be profitable until around 2030, and much of the current investment is flowing not only into space infrastructure and the Starlink satellite internet business but also into AI ventures, including the chatbot Grok and work connected with the social media platform X. According to Op Online, this combination of high losses, continuous capital raising, delayed flagship projects, and a plunging share price has made SpaceX a major target for short sellers. Around 206 million shares, or roughly 32% of the free float, are estimated to be sold short, reflecting heavy bets that the stock will decline further. Elon Musk has responded on his platform X by suggesting that companies with high short positions have a very low chance of survival, but in this case, the article argues that the shorts might be right, at least in the near term. Lock-up expirations starting in August are expected to release over 900 million shares onto the market, adding selling pressure in an already nervous environment. While Musk's own shares are locked until 2027, the drip of newly tradable stock could weigh on prices for a long time. Op Online reports that, in the face of these pressures, rumors have emerged about a possible merger between SpaceX and Tesla. In an analyst call about Tesla's results, Musk did not rule out such a combination, and the article notes that the two companies already collaborate in several areas, such as the Grok AI project, Starlink integration, and the Optimus robot. The speculation is that a merger could take the form of Tesla being absorbed by SpaceX, rather than the other way around, which would place Tesla's cash flow, brand, and assets under the umbrella of a heavily indebted and capital-hungry space and AI conglomerate. For Tesla shareholders, this is a crucial risk to monitor. A merger might dilute Tesla investors, redirect more of Tesla's cash to non-automotive ventures, and concentrate even more control in Musk's hands via the special voting structures he has set up at SpaceX. At the same time, it could, in theory, create a more integrated technology platform across energy, mobility, AI, and space. According to Op Online, critics like British investor Jeremy Grantham are deeply skeptical of many of the futuristic projects described in the SpaceX prospectus, arguing that most serious physicists and professionals consider them essentially impossible or wildly overhyped. The article concludes that SpaceX stands as an example of a listing driven more by hope and grand narratives than by solid fundamentals, at least at the current stage. For Tesla investors, the key takeaway is not just about SpaceX's troubles but about the overall Musk ecosystem, multiple capital-intensive, high-risk ventures, ambitious timeframes, and a single leader dividing his attention among several companies. This concentration of risk and control can magnify both the upside and the downside for Tesla's shareholders, particularly if cross-company financial linkages or mergers become a reality. Thank you for listening to Tesla Daily News. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe and stay tuned for our next update.